Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This guy has been covering college football for a very long time. He is, I want to say, brilliant. I love reading his stuff. I followed him for many years. He came on our shows many times at the SEC Media Week.
Turned the world on its ear with the Zach Smith, Courtney Smith stuff and Ohio State and all that.
That's called good reporting, Mike. Brett McMurphy joins us here on Dukes and Bell. And first and foremost, man, tell us about the Stadium Sports. How's the new gig, man?
Oh, it's going great. Been at Stadium for a year and a half now and really excited about it, doing basically the same type of stuff I did previously at ESPN and CBS Sports, and that's break news and stay on top of everything college football. So waiting to see what happens and if there are any upsets and ultimately how that impacts the college football playoff, because there are a lot of scenarios. But if the favorites win out, then it just becomes a battle for number four. Between Utah, Oklahoma, and I won't even mention Alabama. I don't think they have a chance if Utah and Oklahoma win their conference championship for that fourth spot.
Can you explain that? Because Mike and I have been talking about this. Real quick, I feel the exact same way you do. I just don't think their resume says they deserve to be in. But why do you not give them a shot?
Well, right now, Alabama has no wins against top 25 opponents. They've only played one top 25 team, albeit number two, LSU. So you look at their schedule, and it's similar to Clemson's, except they have the loss there. And so basically, if they beat Auburn, their top 25 team, they would finish the regular season 1-1 against top 25 teams. So if those top three teams went out, you're going to be comparing them against an Oklahoma team, if Oklahoma wins out, and a Utah team. So Utah would actually also be 1-1 in top 25 games, but they would have a conference championship. Oklahoma would have either three or four victories against top 25 opponents, and they also would have a conference championship. I think the conference championship alone is enough for both Utah and Oklahoma to jump Alabama, and then it becomes, a question of who are they more impressed with. Utah, who has been more impressively on the field, every win in conference play by more than 18 points except their loss to USC, which doesn't look that bad because they're ranked now, while Oklahoma will have three or four top 25 wins, depending on if Oklahoma State stays in the top 25 if the Sooners beat them this week. So Oklahoma would have the better resume. I think Utah looks to be the better team on the field. And so, again, guys, the fascinating and frustrating thing about this is we can't predict how these 13 people are going to vote. We may think one way, they may think the other. Unfortunately, our votes don't count.
And that's the thing, Brett, because here in SEC country, as Brett McMurphy joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline from Stadium Sports, we pride ourselves in this conference, the SEC, about defense. But, now LSU and Bama look like another Big 12 team. Utah, they've got the third fewest points allowed. Ohio State's number one. Georgia's two. But, I mean, for us who don't get to see Utah, what is Utah all about?
Man, they're really good. I mean, it's like, look, I know people don't believe it. I really don't care who gets in the playoff. I would like Utah to get in it to give a new team in the mix, because we've seen Oklahoma, we've seen Ohio State. Obviously LSU would be a first timer, so I'm excited to see what they can do. But I really like Utah. And before the year, I did pick them to win the Pac-12. I did pick them to get to the college football playoff, and it's mainly because Tyler Huntley is one of the best underrated quarterbacks in the country. Zach Moss, their running back, is a flat-out stud. He was injured in the game against USC. That's a big reason why they lost that game. The biggest reason, and SEC fans can relate to this, the biggest reason why I'm so high on Utah and why they are so good is their defensive line. They have six players on the defensive line that have starting experience, and they have an SEC-like defensive line. And Kyle Whittingham, their coach, he's a tough physical coach. But they do run the spread and do all that stuff. But, again, they've allowed 7 points or less in four of their conference wins, and their defense is one of the best in the country. And their offense certainly is not at the level of an LSU, but it is a very, very good offense. And you couple that with one of the nation's top defenses, and I think they could do some damage in the playoff. But having said all that, if the committee values resume over the eye test, they're going to go with Oklahoma, because Oklahoma will have, you know, three or four more times top 25 wins. And in the six-year history of the playoff, a team with more top 25 wins and the same number of losses, which that would pit OU and Utah in that group, the team with more top 25 wins has always gotten the nod as far as the four teams in the playoff. So for Utah to get in, they would be defying the six-year history of the college football playoff as far as how they value top 25 wins.
It is Brett McMurphy, guys, joining us from Stadium Sports here on Dukes and Bell, talking college football and what may play out over the weekend and how this thing's going to shake out. Here's the multi-million dollar question. LSU loses to Georgia. Are they still in the top four?
Yes, barely. You know, the fact they dropped to two, I don't think that big a deal, because I think Ohio State and LSU are clearly the top two teams. Clemson would be in there. LSU would be in there. So in your scenario, basically we would be comparing a one-loss LSU team with three or four top 25 wins against a Oklahoma or a Utah. For all the reasons that I would have picked OU and Utah over Alabama is the same reason I would pick LSU over OU or Utah. I think, it says, the guidelines for the committee says, basically, you want to give more credit to a conference champion unless a team is unequivocally better than a conference champion. I think you can say that LSU, based on their schedule, who they've beaten up to this point, would be unequivocally better than Oklahoma or Utah, unless if Georgia comes out and beats LSU by 28 points, then they're going to be worrying about it on Sunday. If it's a last-second field goal, you're going to hear all the SEC bandwagoners say, hey, SEC deserves two in this group, because there's no way Georgia wins and does not get in. So you don't even have to worry about that.
Right.
It's just, would LSU stay in or not?
So then it just becomes a matter of what the heck's going on in that room. You've talked about it, Brett, the Alabama fatigue, Clemson fatigue. I'm a little Oklahoma fatigue because, you know, other than Georgia in that Rose Bowl, I mean, I know these guys are going to put a lot of points up, but I know I'll get back to the defense, but they always give up a lot of points.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the thing with Oklahoma, even with their you know, quality resume, and again, that's based on the committee. The committee's got Iowa State in the top 25. They've got Oklahoma State in the top 25. They've got Baylor in the top 25. So if they beat Baylor twice, that's four wins there. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, look at their last three games. They held on to dear life to beat a TCU team that's going to finish 6-6. The Iowa State game, they had a big lead. It came down to a two-point conversion that I think most rational people would say that would have been pass interference against Oklahoma, and Iowa State would have had another shot. They lose, you know, at Kansas State. They were down 25 points in that game. They're down 25 to Baylor and come back and beat Baylor at the wire. Give them credit. They're winning these games, but they're not being dominant in these games like Utah is, like Clemson is. I think that's really what is going to ultimately hurt Oklahoma. But, again, it's trying to read these guys' minds is impossible. But, you know, I think they have them where they have them now for a reason. And it's not that simple. If a team above somebody loses, that doesn't mean you automatically jump up to that spot. They can still move people around, as they showed Tuesday when they did the rankings and moved Baylor up five spots by beating a 6-5 Texas team, which caught a lot of people off guard. I think they realized, hey, we ranked Baylor too low last week. We need to correct that error.
Before I ask you about what I'm going to ask you about, I'm curious. You talked to Urban Meyer at all since that whole incident went down?
I have not, no.
With that said, now we see a big game coming up this weekend, Ryan Day's first chance at Michigan. But all the attention is on Michigan. All the attention is on Harbaugh. 0-4 in this matchup. Does that change this weekend?
You know, it's funny because, you know, when Meyer stepped down after last season, you thought, man, finally Harbaugh. Now, I thought going into this year, before they even started, Now the pressure is going to be on Harbaugh, like you said, because now he's going against Ohio State. It's in Ann Arbor, and he doesn't have to face Urban Meyer. So what happens? Ryan Day's done an unbelievable job. They've run the table. They are the nation's number one team. I mean, you talk about Coach of the Year candidates. Obviously, Ed Ogeron gets a lot of play. P.J. Fleck at Minnesota, the turnaround he's done there. Matt Rhule, an unbelievable job at Baylor. Ryan Day hardly is mentioned. I don't think that's fair for what he's done. But, yeah, this is going to be a game where the one thing I want to see is Ohio State has not been tested this year.
Right.
You got Justin Fields. You guys are well aware about Justin. He's never played in a hostile environment on the road. His probably toughest game on the road this year was at a Nebraska team that's fighting to get the 6 wins this year. It's not the same Nebraska. You know, they played at Rutgers. I mean, there are libraries that are louder than some of these road games they play at so far. Well, that's going to change Saturday when they come into the Big House. And if Ohio State gets into a close game in the fourth quarter, what happens? We don't know because they haven't been in that situation. Penn State pushed them a little bit at home. They pulled out the win. But if they haven't been in that fourth quarter game where maybe you have some adversity, maybe you have to come from behind. Mm-hmm. And I remember when Clemson barely beat North Carolina, I talked to Dabo Swinney that week and asked him about Trevor Lawrence. What did you think about Trevor, his play? A lot of people are saying he hasn't done as well so far. And he brought something up I didn't think about. He said, look, Brett, he's been here 2 years. The game against North Carolina was the first time in his career that he's been in a game that the margin has been fewer than 2 touchdowns. We don't know how he's going to respond to that. You can replicate that and practice all you want, but you don't know until the guy's in that situation. This Ohio State group, Justin Fields, Ryan Day, they have not been in that situation. So if Michigan can keep it close in the fourth quarter, then we'll find out if Ohio State truly is worthy of being the number one team in the nation. But you're right. If Michigan loses, you're going to hear all the stats will come out, Harbaugh's win-loss record against top 10 teams and all those numbers that you will hear the drum beat even louder. But it's a huge game for obviously for Ohio State, and you wonder now that they're number one, do they, I don't want to say play not to lose, but does their mindset change a little bit knowing, hey, we just need to win 2 games and we're in the playoff instead of let's just go out and dominate these guys.
And that's the thing with Fields, whether there was a hand issue, the fumbles was a major concern. Real quick, sure. We got about a minute left here with our man Brett McMurphy from Stadium Sports. Speaking of the Penn State game, Franklin, is that a done deal to USC because they said they can't go after Urban Meyer? How's that going to play out?
Dude, there's no such thing as a done deal anymore. No, I don't think it's a done deal by any means. I mean, USC's got a hard decision to make. I don't know if any school has ever fired a coach that finished ranked in the top 25 for performance issues. And that's where USC is right now with Clay Helton. You know, I guess if they really wanted to get rid of him, they probably should have when USC was a 500 team back in September, but they finished strong. And, yeah, oh, by the way, if Utah loses to Colorado, which I don't think they will, but if they do, USC's playing in the Pac-12 title game. Mm-hmm. So what do you do if...
Right.
What do you do if you're at USC and USC wins the Pac-12 championship and goes to the Rose Bowl? You going to fire him?
Right.
I don't know. I don't think it's a done deal in any way. We'll have to see what plays out. It's unfortunate. I would be surprised, though, if Helton does return next year.
Great stuff. We look forward to seeing how this plays out. Brett McMurphy, continue to do great work, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.